Today, on Confessions of a Heavy Thinker, a parable. Once upon a time, there was a village in the hills, suffering from drought. The villagers searched for water and found, miraculously it seemed, a fresh, pure spring high in the hills and far away. They were so happy. Though it was a difficult journey, they went to the spring often to drink at the source and to haul back what they needed for day-to-day use. But eventually they began to notice that it was quite a long trip, and that it was difficult to bring back all that they needed. So they conceived of a pipeline, the greatest task they could ever set for themselves, and with great effort, and after many false starts, they were able to build it, and it made them happy. Now they could have water from the spring right in their village, without all the effort of hiking up to the spring themselves and hauling water back. Now, the villagers were the first to admit that their pipeline was not perfect. Having no other material at hand, they were forced to use thin bamboo that limited the flow, and the tar they used to seal the joints could give the water a funny taste now and then. So, although they were happy with their pipeline, some of the villagers would still journey up to the spring on occasion to drink pure water from the source. Time passed, and eventually all those who had discovered the spring and built the pipeline passed on. Their children had been told about the spring, and they believed in it. After all, they could see the proof of its existence in the steady supply of water that was delivered to their village. Few of them had actually been to the source, but they appreciated the funny-tasting water and the pipeline, and they were content. Still more time passed, and the flow of water began to wane, and it even stopped at times. The villagers assumed that the spring was dying away. But they could never have thought this if they had seen the beautiful spring for themselves. In reality, the pipeline was failing because it was old and because it was being neglected. The villagers began to grumble and to doubt everything they had ever been told. Needing water, some moved to other villages. Most of those who remained tried to live off of the water that still came through the pipeline, though it was scarce now and foul-tasting. A few, a very few, went searching and exploring and followed the old pipeline far back into the hills and discovered the spring for themselves, as full and as fresh and as pure as it had ever been. And they were very, very happy. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.